Tuesday morning, and we have another one of those students from Ride Academy. I always used to be a Ride High School, but now you're an academy, and it has been for many years. We've got Omar, who looks like a film star, and I'm just trying to think of, who's that Australian actor? He looks just like you, dead ringer for you. He was in Gladiator.
Oh, Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
Look like Russell Crowe.
Oh, I've never got that before. That's interesting.
So anyway, Russell, Omar, you go to Ride Academy. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, and what are you studying at school at the moment?
So at A-level, I'm studying English literature, performing arts, and government and politics.
You dropped that in at A-level?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. And then you got to politics.
Yeah, yeah. So doing quite a lot of... That's sort of another area that I'm quite interested in, is politics, yeah.
Is that a popular subject for you and for other kids as well, your age?
It's actually one of the less popular subjects in the sixth form, I think. We have one of the smaller classes. So we have about six people in our class in the sixth form.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I feel like there's amongst sort of younger people, there's a lack of interest in politics. That's something that you see with, like, when it comes to, like, elections and stuff. Younger people don't tend to vote as much as older people. So I think there's just a lack of interest in politics amongst the youth.
Okay. I mean, that's interesting. Interesting you want... I mean, would you like to be a politician?
I'm not sure. I think just the sort of the political world interests me. My mum works in Parliament, so my mum's already sort of working in that world. So
wow.
I've always been around it, and I sort of... It's just an area that interests me quite a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine it is, because you'd be, like, at first led to it, because mum's part of it, and then you make up your own mind. You either step back or, you know, you become disinterested in it, or you become... I mean, I would say that I'm fairly interested in politics. I don't like politics, but I'm fairly interested in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's fascinating. And I know we had a very small discussion out there about, you know, the next election, which is 2.5 years away. And, you know, we're all hoping for some kind of change. And I don't mean that change in either it's Conservative or Labour. We just want change, because otherwise everything's going to be that much more expensive in 2.5 years' time, no matter who's in charge. But we've got to wait. And the only people that can change are the Conservatives, because they're in power for another 2.5 years, whether we like it or not. So if you weren't a politician, what are you going to be?
So my other main interests are sort of music and performing and film. I do like film quite a lot, but it's not something I've had the opportunity to really pursue a lot, because our sixth form hasn't got a course to run film studies, but it is something I'm quite interested in.
Well, we'll touch on what you just said maybe in the next hour, but I just find it fascinating that you're into film and music, so pick one. Somebody says to you, look, you're going to be a talented musician or you're going to be a talented actor. Follow your dream. Which way are you going?
I feel like I'd probably go more in the direction of film, and because I can... Music right now, I don't take it as an A-level or anything like that. It's still kind of a hobby. So I feel like if I were to pick one to focus on professionally, it would be film. But I'd probably keep doing music, like, on my own time, in my free time, alongside that. But one of the great things about sort of music and film, in terms of when it comes to, like, the production, is, like, the transferable skills... when it comes to, like, editing and putting tracks together with songs and putting films together. So that's probably why I share an interest with those two sort of areas.
Wow, that sounds fascinating that you can you know, bounce from between the two and so on. I'm guessing because technology allows you to do that, it's easier to do, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is. It has become... Well, there's a lot of resources now at your disposal to sort of to put films together and put songs together. It's become a lot easier and more accessible, I think.
And you're quite a talented musician, because you don't just play one instrument, you play a number of them.
Yeah, so I play the guitar, I play the bass, I play the drums and the piano, and those are the sort of the four main instruments that I play. I can play a bit of ukulele as well, but that's sort of...
Wow, because ukulele is quite tricky to play, isn't it?
I think it's quite simple because it's just sort of like a mini guitar. But right. It's
banjo simple. That's more tricky?
Yeah, it's like banjo and right. Mandolin are the more difficult ones. They've got like 12 strings.
Wow, 12.
Yeah, some of them Grief. Do. Some of them do. They have a lot of strings.
So what was the first thing you played? You learned how to play?
So, technically the first thing I learned to play was piano when I was really little. But I started properly teaching myself over lockdown. So when lockdown started, I found learning guitar was one of the things that kept me busy during lockdown, and I sort of kept playing. I started teaching myself the drums, but with guitar was you can transfer sort of that skill to the bass guitar because they're very similar instruments. So I sort of learned just over the course of lockdown, like the first lockdown, I taught myself a lot of how to use instruments.
Brilliant. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Your mum calls you Omar.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. No 4P student has ever been in here with the name Omar.
Really?
That's the coolest name going. Was it named after a famous actor?
I feel like it was. It might have been named after Omar Sharif. I feel like that there might have been a connection there, because also there's my family. I'm half Arabic, so my dad on my dad's side. He's Arabic and his parents are Arabic, so there was just that Arabic influence on my name.
Fabulous. Born here, but
born in London, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Well, I was actually born in Saudi Arabia. I guess it's down at the bottom by the Red Sea.
Mm.
So we've got something in common.
Yeah.
Do you get teased about that?
What about my name?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. It did happen quite a lot through secondary school. And I don't know, I've sort of grown a bit, I don't really care about it anymore.
No, good for you, it's the best way to be. Yeah. I mean, it is, but Omar, that's a cool name. They're just jealous.
Well, thank you.
Just jealous. Okay, look, we're going to chat some more. What was your subject for the next hour?
Music, I think that's what I put down as, yeah, music.
You think?
Well, that's what I've got written down here, it seems.
I think you've got a politician in you somewhere, I think.
I do think.
Okay, brilliant. So we'll chat some awesome. More in a little while.
Cool.
And in a moment, we're going to talk to
local music.
Another member of the team, which is, let me think now, he's from Cornwall originally. And in 2 weeks, we're going to chat to, I'm just buying for time, it's Archie. Is it Archie? No, it's Arthur.
Arthur.
Arthur. Hello, Arthur.
Hi.
Right, we're just going to queue up this machine here because for some reason it kicked off. And we'll come back and we'll chat with you about what you want to do and about your experience so far on the 4Ps.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. You've got wicked. Yeah.